I know we work in the comedy field.
Yep.
But sometimes I think I shouldn't let my comedy, my professional work, cross over into my private world.
Personal life.
Because sometimes you make a joke and it's not appropriate.
That happens to me all the time. You tell us one, then I'll tell you one.
Well, I did two this week, and I really, there was some regret. But anyway, okay, at Bunnings.
Bunnings Warehouse.
At Bunnings, check out. Mask on. Girl says to me, I know you from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, who's that character on The Simpsons where he goes, you probably know me from?
Troy McClure.
Yeah. And I don't want to be like that guy. I don't want to say, you probably recognize me.
And don't tell me you said, yeah, I look in your window every night or something like that, something creepy.
No. I did do something creepy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
And it backfired. She went on for a while. She kept on saying, I do know you from where. And I went, okay, I'm your father.
Funny. Funny.
And she goes, no, you couldn't be. He got deported. I'm going, oh, no. I brought up trauma for her. She's,
could have been worse. He could have been dead.
Well, it could, yeah, but in reflection, it's not going to end well. Parents could be separated, could be dead, could be have a bad. You're not. Why go there in the first place? Think about what you say.
Yeah, and was she shocked? Did you then say, "No, I'm a comedian," or
no, because she'd finished the checking out. Anyway, I left it at that. She said, "Oh, no big deal." I said, "I think I might have said sorry. I didn't mean to trigger you in any way."
Yeah,
and she said, "No, that's fine. All good, all good." And she didn't work out. And it would even be worse to go back and say,
then she'd say, well, you're not very funny.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would have been a good outcome because then I would have been put in my place and and then I had another. Do you want to do one? Because I've got another one I reckon is even.
Okay, well, I don't think it backfired. The young guy across the road is like 20. Joe was getting into his parents' Volvo and I said, hey, driving dad's Volvo, hey, bit of a chick magnet. And Kieran goes, that's not appropriate. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is.
And then he drove past later on with three girls in the car. Like, so it worked.
Yeah.
Chick magnet.
But
so that's not offending anyone, really.
It's not really.
No.
But what terms did she, I mean, I don't really see why it would, because it's a Volvo?
Well, the joke is it's a Volvo. It's not an attractive car for a young man. So I'm saying it's a chick magnet. But my wife's like, you know, don't say that.
Don't bring up you and having sick young
describing
girls.
Women as chicks.
Chicks. You know, it's,
you've got a daughter yourself.
The idea of doing things in cars with girls.
And someone called her a chick.
Because you're past the age. You just can't do that. Okay. And then I did one more.
Oh, great.
So I'm at the chemist.
The chemist. Getting your prescription.
Been to Bunnings, been to the chemist. It was another chemist, not my normal chemist. Yeah. It's down the coast. And the lady behind the desk goes, oh, hello, Glenn. I know you from the other chemist.
Oh.
Yeah, which is back in Anglesey.
Oh, wow.
And I go, I didn't recognize her with her mask on.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't recognize her with your mask on. I was going, oh, you should have recognized me. I'm the one who was doing all your mum's prescriptions over the years.
Oh, nice.
And then I said, well, she passed away, so you must have done very good job.
Oh, no.
Is that too much?
To the chemist, to the pharmacist.
To the pharmacist, yeah. But it was in beforehand court. It was
there to be hit. Did she laugh at that? Or?
No.
No.
Oh, God. But I laughed. Here's the funny part. I went, oh, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah. She just went, no.
Because you're in the world of pharmacy and people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Not for a second would I be inferring that she gave her the wrong drugs and she passed away. She may well have.
Well.
Who knows?
It's happened.
Blue ones go in that bottle. Red ones go in. Hang on.
It's difficult.
Take medication. So she may have been. I may have. So I've traumatized two people within the week. With me, just trying to be flippant and, you know, entertain an audience.
Engaging.
I really, I need some therapy. I need to check myself out. So.
I think you need an audience is what it's telling me. You need to get up on stage.
Well, like your good self and your comedy. Get into your comedy show.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing the comedy festival at the moment if you're in Melbourne.
Oh, we'd love to give you a plug, Dave, but here comes the music.
Oh, no.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yes, well, welcome to the podcast, but I'm only on for this week, and then I'm finished on Sunday. So if you come up, there'll be some Somehow Related fans, definitely. Coming along.
So you spend 50 minutes with Dave and it doesn't get better than that.
What a treat. What a joy.
Well, I'm here to tell you, my masseuse contacted me and said, who do you recommend for the comedy festival? Right. And I said,
oh, no.
Ross Noble, Jim Owen, Lawrence Mooney,
gee.
Carl Barron and Dave O'Neill.
Oh, good on you.
So I said, they're your, you know, just surefires.
Is that a girl or a boy, this masseuse?
Oh, no, hang on, are you going to make an inappropriate joke?
No. How old's your masseuse?
She would be in her 30s.
All right, I'd also say Denise Scott and Judith Lucy.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
You know, in fairness,
I should have had some females. You're
she's
right.
She's perfect. Yeah. For women, middle-aged women, Judith Lucy and Denise Scott. I went with my mother-in-law.
I've got to be honest, I didn't know they had a show. I did do a quick flip through the thing, and I didn't. So I went I went for all the names. Yeah. And I think Judith and Denise are fantastic. Oh. Don't get me wrong.
They've made props. Look, I saw their last show and was very funny with my mother-in-law, but it was wall-to-wall middle-aged and elderly women in the crowd.
So therefore,
and me.
So she would have been good. What I said was, and this is good. I go for someone you know.
Yeah,
then go for a random.
Good idea.
For someone off Broadway.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really? That's not a good idea.
I was talking to Jamone just before on the phone about this because name dropping, but he wants to. He's got like a local venue. He wants to do some comedy at, and I'm giving him some advice on running comedy
because you're a big time runner.
And he goes, yeah, you seen anything yet in the festival?
This is you doing it.
I said, no, I haven't. No, I've been doing. And as he said, I only like seeing little bits. I can't stand a whole hour.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I've been to shows.
Yeah.
There was one year I had to go see a lot of shows because I was interviewing people on Foxtel.
Yeah.
And honestly, you'd sit there and then within 10 minutes, you're like, oh no, this for a whole hour?
Well, the thing is,
I've been doing some best of shows, like showcase shows where you do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I turned up last night to go on at one of these, and there's a woman from Canberra called Chris Ryan, who's really funny. And I've seen her on the internet, but I've never seen her. And it was great to see her. See 10 minutes of someone. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. It's a Bay Marie. That's what it is.
I would go see some of these showcase shows because you get, you know.
Yeah. See, yeah.
But to see an hour of someone, I think you've got to like them.
Well, it's like a you know, smorgasbord. Okay, you can come, but you can only have food from one bowl.
Right.
So you can only have the potato salad. Right. That's all you can have. But you go, but I want a bit of that, and I only wanted a small portion on my plate. And this is the thing: you see someone, you go, look, you're great, and I really love you, but that's the for me. In some ways, it's the problem with the festival because it's like, okay, now I do 50 minutes. But are you ready to do 50 minutes? That is the big question.
No.
No. So, therefore, anyway, I should.
Are you talking about as a performer? Are you ready to do 50 minutes of performing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd say to the young guys, just do a split show. So, there's the two there's two excellent comics doing a split show at the Rubber Chicken. That's a venue. Billy Styles and John Dore. Now, they're younger comics, but they're doing half an hour each. Now, that's perfect.
Well, you get potato salad and a bit of protein.
That's great.
Or three, you can get meat and two veg.
Yeah.
So you're getting it. Oh, listen to us preaching.
Oh, anyway, go and see some shows if you're in Melbourne.
Yeah,
go and see some shows.
Support the Melbourne Comedy Festival. We are one of the best in the world, and it's right on our doorstep. And we're back. Are people wearing masks in the audience?
Some are. Some
are. Are you wearing? I know you're quite upset, but you're doing your show with a mask on, aren't you?
I put it under my chin. That's my first joke. I say, I'm not worried about COVID. It's just quite slimming. That's my first joke.
That's a good joke.
Sneak preview right there, everyone. Whoa. One more of that for 50 minutes. And look, I don't mind if you come along and after 10 minutes you don't like it, leave. That's fine. You can't get your money back, though.
Well, there must be, should, you know what you should have? Like, yeah. Like a mini interval where you go, look, I'm announcing, yeah. If this yes. isn't for you, go now. But if you don't go now, you've got to stay to the end.
And have a bucket of $20 notes. And just take 20 out. That'll give you a bit of money
of
back.
20s,
that'll
yeah.
give you a bucket money back.
Yeah.
I reckon
yeah.
you get a few. You get a few.
Oh, you wouldn't.
You know, I think comedy shows, and I remember when I saw Lloyd Cole, who's a singer from the 80s, Lloyd Cole and Commotions, and he said, I realise there's a lot of people here that have come with their partners who aren't fans of mine.
Mm. Yeah.
We've all been to those concerts yeah. where your wife or your partner has yeah. said,
you've come along.
I'll come along.
Mm. But we could talk about the comedy okay. festival for the whole
anyway, thing. Anyway, we've got to wind that talk up. But yeah. we've got to get our subjects. We had two subjects and work out how they're related.
And we'll show you, you know, because we know how to do a podcast.
We know this
we
is can, it.
We know what we're doing. So this, you're in safe hands. There's no bowl with $20 with this podcast. There's no. In fact, you get it for nothing. So don't complain.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what are our topics, Sam?
Goldilocks and the three bears and an old woman.
Well, it's very specific, isn't it? Goldilocks. Well, let's talk about Goldilocks and the three bears.
Yeah.
I know all these.
You're good with the stories.
Oh, because I've read them all with the kids.
I mean, I know that one vaguely because it's in the title.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So Goldilocks breaks into the house, just wanders in.
Does she have gold locks?
Yeah, she's got golden curly hair.
Curly hair.
And she breaks into the house and...
It's a porridge. It's a bed. It's
porridge.
A chair.
It sits in the chair, breaks the chair.
Breaks the chair. I mean, that's...
And falls asleep in Baby Bear's bed. And there's a... Mm. And but it's got that great rhythm that, this porridge is too hot. This yeah. porridge is too cold. This porridge is just
Well, that term
right.
is used in what field? They call it a Goldilocks effect.
Ah, really?
Something like that,
yeah,
where
right.
that one's not right, that one's too much, that one's too small, that one's just right. So it's kind of like, you know, it give you comparisons.
Yeah, and kids like that story because it's got a bit of anticipation. That's a good thing about it in that she's broken into this house, the three bears are gone for a walk. I think everyone in the back of their mind knows the bears are going to come back.
Oh,
and bears are scary.
You planted it in the title.
Bears are scary.
Bears are scary.
So when those bears come back and find a small child sleeping in one of their beds, it's not going to be pretty.
I know in that show Alone. Have you ever watched that show Alone?
No, where they...
They put him into the wilderness.
I've heard it's great.
It's fantastic. Put him into the wilderness, and it's in Canada, and there's wild animals, and there's bears. And I remember one guy, because they put them separate. They're not like in Survivor where they're in a group. They're on their own, and they have to do everything.
I've heard,
They've got their camera, and then that's it. They get their own food, their own shelter, their own thing. This guy, he lands.
So they don't have the camera crew with them?
No. They do all their own filming.
I always love that when Bear Grylls is like, I'm here by myself in the middle of it. It's like, mate, well...
Yeah.
The sound guy and the camera bloke standing there with you. They can help you, can't they? Anyway.
I mean, you don't have to drink your urine, really. I'm sure you...
They got a
crew,
water bottle.
Yeah, you got a water bottle on his backpack. You
He's
know.
Staying in a resort, that guy.
Let's get him to bring something, a chocolate
from the minibar.
Yeah, from the minibar. Anyway, this guy, they drop him off in the boat. He climbs onto a rock and he hears... he goes, I'm going. I'm out. He lasted like an hour, whereas people in that show last about... 6 weeks.
Well, he lasted now because there was a bear.
Yeah, the bear. He heard one bear out of there.
Bears are dangerous.
And all they do to soften the threat of them, they go, hey, bear. Hey, bear.
That's all they do.
That's all they do. Because the bear gets spooked by the voice.
Oh, does it?
So as a bear is running towards you, about to rip your throat out with its claws, hey, bear.
Really?
And you got to stand your ground.
I loved that book when I was a kid, Grizzly. There was a book and it became a movie, I think, called Grizzly. It was a big sensation in the 70s, I reckon, late 70s. It was great, about just this bear that was attacking people. Mm.
So it was a novel?
Yeah, a bit of light reading at night.
Goldilocks, is it? Where would it rate in the top stories that you've given? You're an experienced storyteller.
Yeah, top five. There's
I would have thought top five. What are you?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes. Three Little Pigs.
Three Little Pigs is awesome. Because there's a bit of a lesson in that. Hansel and Gretel's good too. And they follow the crumbs into the forest.
I forgot
they
that,
often happen in forests. It's always creepy.
Dark forests.
It's always very German, actually. And they must. I think a lot of these came from that German kind of Italian area, these stories. So,
I got lost in the forest on the weekend.
Oh, really?
Two days ago. I went for a walk around a path. It was 1.5. And even I was by myself, even though it was a circular path, I still
got lost.
Well, I'm still going because there was one part where, do I go straight ahead? Do I go left? I chose left. And I'm going off into the wilderness now. I could be taken by someone.
Whoa.
And then I finally got back and went, that was a bit weird. I felt a little bit lost out there. Huh. Got in my car and thought, I'll go a different way home.
What?
Just to explore the area.
Yeah.
So next time I bring Selena down, I go, I'll take you for a drive.
Right.
Yeah. And I ended up in the middle of nowhere, nearly in tears.
Lost again.
And then I'm such a city person, aren't I?
Yeah.
And then had to put the GPS on. And it kept on telling me to do a U-turn.
Oh, I hate that.
And then I'm going, surely no. Surely there'll be another way. And I kept on ignoring the GPS.
Mm.
And then I finally, okay. So I basically had to go backtrack exactly the way I came.
Wow.
Right out again. So it took me like an hour. But oh, it just went back. Anyway.
You should get like a beacon. You know, they get those rescue beacons.
An EPIRB.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
An EPIRB.
An EPIRB, correct. An EPIRB.
An EPIRB, that's some
stands
bloke
for something.
Gets on the computer.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, so I was at buying a raincoat in a hiking shop.
Speaking of
EPIRB. Yeah. Had to get a new raincoat.
Were you wearing that coat when you were talking to that boy in the Volvo? No wonder. You got upset.
And the girl in front of me was hiring a rescue beacon. You can hire them at hiking shops.
Hire them.
You can hire a rescue beacon.
Hang on, I thought they're only one go. There's not a number of different goes.
Oh no, this is one that.
Oh, I'm thinking of a flare.
Oh no, it's not a flare.
One, yeah, flares. There's only one. Yeah.
This is an electronic device you push that alerts the authorities that you are lost.
Yes.
And it tracks where you are.
Have they got a celebrity version of that?
I hope so.
Well, meaning, you know, it's Uncle Arthur who needs to be picked up.
Oh yeah, no. Anyway, the guy was giving the instructions, and he's like, he's obviously said it a million times. He said, all right, keep this on you. Don't put it in your pack. Put it in your pocket because you could lose your pack, okay? Mm-hmm. Keep it on you. Right. Now, only activate it if you are seriously lost. Do not activate it if your bus doesn't turn up, if your ride doesn't turn up, if your boat doesn't turn up. Yeah. Do not activate it if you need a drink or you've run out of food.
Yeah.
So obviously all these things have happened in the past.
Well, you're calling the cavalry.
Yeah.
You're calling it. This is the big deal. This is we've got a doozy going off here because you are giving someone not a weapon but something very powerful that is like it's like the break glass thing. Don't break the glass.
Oh no, be very careful.
I was down the beach the other day and the water police were there.
Oh, I've never seen them down the beach.
Yeah, they were training on my beach.
Oh,
and of course. And they're there. You wander up, have a bit of a chat.
Like water rats. Water rats?
And they were telling me they'd been up around the flood area.
Oh, wow.
Saying that it was people are obviously really suffering. And he was saying that it's the smell that gets you. It's like a tip because everything is putrid.
Yeah.
He said it's just awful. But anyway, bring it back to me. having said that about some floods, he goes, can we get a photo? And I went, oh, didn't realize that you, okay, yeah, sure. And then a few more, then there's about 10 of them all gathering around. Oh, this is all the police. So he goes, and you want to put a top on? So he gives me a Victorian police top.
Like a mascot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it, for the water.
Yeah.
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 Put it on and we'll get a photograph, a group shot for their Facebook. And then he goes, you can keep it. So, I can now impersonate a police officer
in the water.
It says Victoria Police with all the black and white marks down the arms, and
water. Does it say water anywhere? Or?
No. So if I turn up put it on and turned up on the beach
on the surfboard,
on the surfboard, I'd look like now. There's a TV show.
Yeah.
Cop on a board cop,
board cops.
Surf cops,
hang five cops, hang Hawaii 50.
Okay,
oh, that'd be great. You'll be using that in the bedroom, no doubt. To clean dusty stuff.
What I'll do is I will wear
just
it down.
Use it at the top.
But I won't wear any bottoms. Yeah. And I can't be arrested. I'm with the police. Yeah. Just wear the top and no bottom. Goldilocks, that's what you call someone, isn't it? You call a kid with blonde hair Goldilocks?
Yeah, Goldilocks. Yeah. I mean, Goldilocks and Three Bear, great story. I've got to say, hats off to whoever wrote it. It's a good story. I love it. You don't like it?
Well, I have heard that there are different endings. I've heard that
yes,
that the bears went, caught this sweetheart and ate her.
Well, yeah. Well, that in the original of the Three Pigs is that the wolf falls down the chimney and falls into a pot of boiling water. And they
which
eat,
is handy. Yeah.
Yeah, they eat the wolf. They wolf soup.
Yeah.
So often they had really violent endings that they changed for the, in the, you know, remember, do you remember Golden Books?
Oh,
so
yeah.
They've Golden Books. And we used to get Golden Books with records. So you put them on and it, and the guy, the man or the woman speaking, the big Walt Disney ones too. And the man speaking says, welcome to.
Hang on, who's speaking?
It's just a narrator. It's like an actor,
but is
probably.
It coming out of the book?
No, you put the little single, the record on the record player and you hold the book.
Is it a CD?
No, it's a record. It was a single. And so you hold the book and you open the page and it goes,
hello.
Welcome. Yeah, hello. Welcome to Golden Books. You know, Goldilocks and the Three Bear. When you hear this noise, ding, turn the page. So Goldilocks started off in the wood, ding, and yeah, it was great. And you know when to turn the page. You've never heard, you didn't know those as kids?
No. I mean, as I often say to you, I'm reading an audio book at the moment. You go, it's not really reading.
It's not reading. That's called listening. You're listening to a book. Listening to a book.
But the same, isn't it? No, not really. Okay.
Anyway, old ladies. Should we talk about old ladies?
Again, creepy.
An old lady. Old ladies are funny, though. I mean, my mum's in a nursing home, and your mum was in a nursing home for a long time.
Yeah.
And they are predominantly women in those places, aren't they? There's a few blokes.
Oh, yeah. That's true. In the nursing blokes home, just, you know.
They go first.
They drop off first.
They need the rest,
yeah,
as we say. And so mum's in there with all these old women. But they are funny. It's funny. I mean, what age is a person considered an old woman? I mean, these days.
Well, my mum, I remember she never thought she was an old woman.
Yeah.
Well, she was called an old lady, and she laughed because she goes, I'm not an old lady. Because it's like you. We all imagine ourselves at a certain round of, we're in our, an older person sort of feels like they're.
Oh, over 70, I reckon.
But I'm meaning that you always feel like you're about a certain age.
Yeah. You know, how old do you feel?
I don't know.
I reckon I feel 40s. Yeah, yeah, I feel 40s.
Oh, wow.
So I'm 50s. I'm mid 50s.
I'm 64. I'm on the.
When I'm 64.
So I'm done. Finished.
But back in the Beatles day, 64 was like really old. Like you were retired.
Having said that, that was old. 64 is the new.
54.
Which is still old.
Mm.
I got my 50th birthday card up on the thing, and I go, that's 14 years ago.
That's incredible. It's incredible.
And I put my walking frame, and then I couldn't get it through the door here. And my nappies.
I know.
I'm going to say they're not that easy to
But your taxi's waiting out the front for you. But you tell him just wait for half an hour when you're the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Old ladies, I do think of smell. I think of going into an old lady's place that has a certain smell.
Yes, it's true. Nana's house used to smell of cabbage and cooking. And,
sometimes it wasn't pleasant.
But then a perfume kind of smell as well.
Yeah, a bit of a lavender.
Talcum powder.
Potpourri.
Talcum powder. Yeah.
Yeah, which, you know, you should never use around kids. Because, you know, talcum powder, once it goes into your lungs, it never comes out.
Wow, really?
Talcum powder. That's why they have to stop it. Great on your nether regions.
You know, I heard they've stopped making talcum powder, but you can still buy it. So what you're buying are the remains that are left, and there's not going to be any more after that.
And that's for that very reason. As I said on Kitty Flanagan's show, we talked about, you know, she talked about underpants, and I talked about putting talcum powder in your underpants.
Mm.
And not that I do. And I don't, because when you take your underpants off, a big cloud of dust comes up and it looks like you haven't used your penis for a long time because, but it's a cloud talcum powder you know, and your penis looks like it's ready for the frying pan. It looks like it's been rolled in flour and your penis doesn't like it. Sorry. I'm being creepy.
Sorry. Yeah. Back in Bunnings.
Knitting, crocheting.
Yeah. They're old lady things. Yep.
Cooking, baking.
Baking. They also have certain lollies that they like those country mints.
Oh, yes.
And my mum, when I go to see her in the nursing home, she's often sucking on she goes, I like these.
Don't hesitate when you.
I'm trying to,
just finish the sentence.
Like a chocolate eclair, but it's a hard chocolate eclair thing.
I
said the other day on radio, I bought a skateboard the other day for my 13-year-old son, and someone said, phew.
Yeah.
Thank God you finished that sentence. Because if you said you bought a skateboard, people are like, what? tragic buying a skateboard at 56.
What have you been doing this morning? Well, I've been sucking on...
A mint,
yes. always pop in and see them on a hot day.
Hot day.
Old people, old ladies.
Yeah.
Make sure they're okay.
Right.
You know, because sometimes on a hot day, it can be hard on... It's hard on anyone.
Mm.
What else?
Well, there's often elderly people. You see them on the news. They die in the heat.
That's what I'm saying.
It's terrible.
My mum used to pop in and give a bottle of lemonade. I drink it, sure. But
yum.
Yeah.
Love lemonade.
And you know what old ladies, some old ladies have?
Good sense of humour.
Grace.
Yes. You know what? Old ladies got a lot of knowledge too. Oh, I like the wisdom of the old person.
What I like, you know what? I like I don't want a long sentence, but because my wisdom comes out too long-winded.
Yeah.
I go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Whereas when you really have wisdom, you can do it in a couple of words.
Oh, yeah. Like
lighten up, dickhead.
Yeah. The river runs deep. Oh, yeah, what? What does that mean?
Yeah. What's the water like? What's water? You know.
The sky's always blue.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
What else can we say?
Oh, not much. They're a great audience, I've got to say, as a comedian. Older women, fantastic. Because they're up for a bit of innuendo. They don't like vulgar stuff.
No, so they don't. My mum never liked me swearing on stage.
You can't be doing any of your penis and flower material. But if you did that with a bit of innuendo, that'd be fine. So if you said, you do all the talcum powder stuff.
Yes.
And then you go, and my, you know, it looks like it's been rolled in flour like a sausage.
You don't say penis.
Don't say penis. No, because that's a word. They wouldn't have, old ladies wouldn't have said penis very often in their lives.
Right.
Even when they're talking to their sons when they're.
Back in that day.
Toddlers and stuff, they would have said, what would have my mum said?
Your wee wee.
Yeah, your wee wee.
Your pee pee. Your whizzy.
But to say penis, I think, yeah. So when you're doing your next show for the elderly.
Okay.
Just innuendo. They love innuendo.
See, you're good. You know the boundaries. I always go in too hard. I get too crude.
I've done retirement homes, and they're fantastic audiences because, you know, they...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about, like, nursing homes. I'm talking about retirement villages where they're...
Oh, retirement village is different to a nursing home.
Yes, they're up and about. They've got their own apartment, their own flat. They're all like 70, 75, 80.
Because I used to visit my dad in the nursing home. Gosh, are you really listening to this podcast? Is it good for you? Is it working for you?
Of course it is.
Yeah. And he would, sometimes he'd be in the tea area and he would stand at the door and go, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome a very special guest.
No.
You know him as Uncle Arthur and as Russell Coit. A big round of applause for the real Uncle Arthur." No, actually, he was the real Uncle Arthur. And I get nothing.
Yeah, you get nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, I go.
Not even, but nothing.
I go to the nursing home and they all just sort of stare at you.
Yeah.
Like, and mum goes, "They're jealous I'm getting visitors." That's what she says. They're jealous.
It's,
well, I could visit them too. No, yeah. They don't get many visitors. All right. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, let's have some thinking music. Now,
we could have I know what we could do. We could play a bit of. There's a famous.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
No. Letterman had a. Did you ever see The Foul Mouth Chambermaid?
No.
On Letterman? It was just a segment on Letterman. It was an old lady who would come out and swear at him with a potty mouth. They'd beep it all out.
Oh.
But it was really funny.
Oh, really?
If you go, "What would you know, Dave? You beep, beep, beep."
Funny.
And you come in, "I beep, beep." It was very funny. The audience would go nuts because she would use foul. So we could play a bit of that. What were you going to say?
Oh, we should do like a make-believe where we do the new version of Goldilocks and the Three Bears because it is very politically incorrect in a way.
Meaning
it's like this is going to be like a talking book for the kids.
Do we rewrite it?
I think you can be the guy who reads the book.
I'll do the audio version.
The narrator, and I'll be the censor who just chips
are you
in.
Are you behind the glass?
Yeah, I'll be behind the glass.
Oh, okay, so what we need, Sam, is Dave, you need to be on the tannoy voice. You need to
tinny voice.
You have
like,
to have
we'll go again.
I don't
on that.
Think that's appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be doing, so I'm recording.
Yep.
Goldilocks for 2022.
Right.
And it's going to be PC.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. And you can do that every time you hear this noise, turn the page. We don't have to do that.
Here yeah, no, go. I'll do that. I'll throw a couple of those.
Oh, good,
that's a good callback. Yeah. Oh. Okay, here we go.
This is a story called Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Turn the page. Goldilocks was wandering through the forest one day, and she came...
Stop you right there. stop you right there. Sorry. A young woman can't be wandering through the forest by herself. Can we just have her wandering through the forest with a guardian or a parent? Yeah. Okay. We can't say parent, though, because some kids don't have parents. Sure. So we say guardian or parent, okay?
Yeah.
Go on.
Just keep going. Goldilocks is wandering through the forest with a guardian and or a parent. And came across a lovely little cabin and thought to herself, I might go inside because I feel a little bit hungry. And there on the table...
Hey, she's just entering the house with no permission? Or why don't you say Goldilocks had received written permission to enter the house a month beforehand?
Goldilocks had received permission, by coincidence, to enter that very cabin in the woods.
Excellent.
And there on the table were three bowls of porridge.
Whoa, porridge. It's got to be gluten-free with soy milk. If you just add that in, gluten-free soy milk, yeah?
Are you going to interrupt the whole way through?
I'm just making it more, 2022.
Are we editing? You still rolling?
Yep, we're still rolling.
Yep, okay. So she had saw three bowls of porridge, all with gluten-free,
yes.
And had
soy milk.
Soy milk, or in my case, oat milk, which also makes a very nice coffee.
Oat milk's not actually milk. So I know dairy farmers have a problem with this, so it's just a waste product. So it's just oat water.
They were all definitely not oat milk. Then she tried one, it was a bit too hot. Then she tried another, it was a bit too cold. Then she tried the third one, and it was just right. So then she thought, I'm feeling a bit tired, I might go and sit down. So she went to the first chair, and that was a bit hard. Then she went to the second chair, and that was a bit soft. Then she went to the third chair, and it was just right. So she settled in, and before you know it, she'd broken the chair.
Hang on, whoa. Sorry, so the chair's broken now, is that correct?
She sat on the chair and
broke
it.
Yeah, well, this is now an unsafe workplace, so she's going to have to call work cover, an ambulance, and HR, but keep going. And we need witch's hats and high-vis tape.
Were you rolling on that, what he just said then? Because just insert that into the script and that saves me from doing it again. So just insert him, yeah, that guy. Yep, thank you. Is that all right with you?
Use your voice.
And the kids all are, right. Because you've got a very friendly voice.
Sure, keep going.
Keep going. So then she says, I feel a little bit tired. So she goes upstairs and she finds three beds. And she tries the first one, that was too soft. And then she tries another one, that was too hard. And then she gets into the third one and goes, this is just right. I think I'll have a little sleep in here.
This is just perverse.
Perverse isn't a... What's perverse about a little girl getting into a bed that's just right and pulling the covers up and having a little sleep?
Okay, all right, keep going.
Keep going. So, then she's fast asleep. Then the three bears decide to come home. And they look at the porridge and someone's been eating my porridge, says Pa. And then the mother bear says, someone's been sitting in my chair and has broken it. And the little girl ran upstairs and she looked into her bed and found Goldilocks asleep and said, and someone's asleep in my bed.
Whoa. This is getting in very dubious territory here.
What are you suggesting?
Be very careful what you say next.
And then Goldilocks heard them and ran out the door and went home and nothing happened.
Well, so she's fled the scene of a crime. This is a terrible story. Okay, what you need to say is that Goldilocks stayed...
Oh, for fuck's sake. You know what? You do the story. You do it. I have had it.
I'll finish up. So Goldilocks stayed and they brought in a counsellor and the police and a therapist. They had negotiations with the bears.
Hang on.
I'm finishing the story, yeah.
Turn the page.
and...
Because he's going on a bit.
and Goldilocks, they had a consultation and decided that the bears weren't going to press charges, but Goldilocks was not allowed to enter that area again. The end.
I've got to say...
Yeah.
need more people like him, like you out there.
Yeah, really. Correcting.
You would have had that. You would have, because, hey, by the way,
yeah,
been listening to the ads on TV and I'm recognizing a voice, the Ladbrokes.
Oh, yes, I'm Ladbrokes. Someone asked on our Facebook group, how much do I know about NRL? Because I do NRL ads. Ladbrokes.
Yeah, you sound perfect for the ad. I can see why they got you. I reckon you're the long term. I reckon you got a good, I reckon you've got a house extension out of that.
I'm the voice of Ladbrokes.
Oh, absolutely.
My wife, she says, you know, it's gambling. Should you do that? I said, you want to bet? Anyway.
Well, I take the money. You want to bet?
Yeah. You want to bet?
You want the last leg in the quaddy?
Yeah. Ladbrokes it. Ladbrokes it.
Oh, that sounds good. Anyway, so, yeah, good story.
Okay, now what is the answer? That's our thinking music, really. What is the answer?
I'm going to say that out of all, because I'm going to go back to the top stories. This is not a great answer because this is hard. I'm going to say that that Goldilocks is more chosen by old ladies than it is other stories. So it's number one for old ladies, which I don't think – this is a dumb link.
No, I think that there was an old lady originally in the story and they replaced her with Goldilocks.
So an old lady wandered into a house.
Maybe, because I know – you know how fairy tales change over the years and they try to make them more palatable, like that censor just did with you. So should we get the answer?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears is a 19th century British fairy tale of which three versions exist. The original version of the tale tells of a not-so-polite old woman who enters the forest home of three bachelor bears while they are away. Eleanor Muir wrote the first version of the Three Bears story in 1831. The Three Bears started as an oral tale and was written down almost 200 years ago that over the decades it's changed to the one we know today.
Oh, well, there you go. So you were...
I was right.
You were sort of right.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
The thing is, that's what people do. They try to make him like Hollywood. Put an attractive girl in there.
But I think it probably made the story better to have a young, like a 10-year-old. Yeah, to have a 10-year-old girl. And also, if you're targeting children, it's good to have a child in
you relate to the journey.
I reckon. Yeah. And also, there's the little bear and the girl are, I assume, a similar age kind of thing.
I wonder how a little girl could break a chair.
Yes. See, an old woman, they probably just, bears probably just beat her to death and ate her. So, whereas with a girl, maybe that's why they made her run away.
Yeah, and it really, for me, it's not really an ending to get up and run away. Nah. Where's the lesson there? What are we learning from it?
What are we learning?
And he ran away. Okay, go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just think it's now you're just thinking about the girl who's been traumatized, running around in the dark forest by herself. It's probably getting late in the day. And if she's got an EPIRB, that would be
time to set it off.
So that guy at the counter would have said, don't set it off if you haven't got a drink of water, whatever, if you're a little girl and you're lost in the forest.
Yeah. I love set off your. I love the story of, Captain Cook's cottage in Fitzroy Gardens.
Yes.
So it's Captain Cook's original cottage where he lived for a time in England, and they transported out here, and they set it up as a historical thing. You can go and have a look at it.
Yep.
Mick Malloy, friend of the podcast, he lives near there.
Yep.
But he got drunk one night, and he was walking through, and he broke into the, and he fell asleep in the bed.
He did it.
He told this story on radio. I just love the fact it's sort of like Goldilocks. The guy comes in the next day. There's a guy asleep in the bed. Imagine Mick running out.
Imagine finding him.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. One, someone's in there. And two, it's Mick Malloy. And three, he's not wearing any pants.
He's broken the chair. He's drunk all of Captain Cook's beer.
Good on you, Mick.